and it's starting to record. So then
you have to do this to get it to record.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now it's recording. It's recording what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to put it on pause.
He knows this. He's on this for how long?
I started the recording. Okay, she's a secretary. She can operate. She can run.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other.
Did you send an email?
Yeah, he was going to.
If she sends me one,
no officer can. If he's not, that's why you have a vice.
Okay.
Okay. All right, y'all want to stand and say the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Teresa.
I'll be right back in.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Our meeting, I need, since Bud's not here, I need somebody to open our meeting for us since he's the president. One of you guys want to open it? Or?
I'll open the meeting to the finance
okay.
committee.
Okay. And I have copies of the agenda. I emailed them as well to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's there? Okay. The first agenda with our meeting is to approve the last minutes from the last meeting on January 17th.
Right then.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
I have a motion and I'll second it. All in favor, but signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay. We also had talked about the investment policy that we've been having the last year or so. I didn't know if you guys had a chance to look at that and see if there was anything that you needed to change on it or wanted to change on it. If not, we can go ahead and I can get that back out to you and have you sign that.
I looked it over. I don't know if there's anything you wanted to change.
No, everything looks fine. The one that we've been having is, I think is fine. If you guys are okay with it. Kevin, had you had a chance to...
Yeah, I looked at it. It's the same as the last couple of years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's not any different. I didn't know if there was something maybe you guys thought of that would be different. So I'll go ahead and hand that around to you. Thank you.
Need a motion for this, anyway.
Yeah, probably better.
I'll make a motion to sign the investment policy.
Okay.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, but signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried.
Okay. We also, the other agenda or on our meeting is to open the bids for the cash management. We received three bids, one from First National Bank of Monterey, one from First Source, and one from Lake City. So we can go ahead and open those. Okay, I'll let you guys do that. Thank you. Usually in the past, what we've done is opened them and then I email them to you as far as letting you look over them. And then on March 6th, which is our next meeting, then we would go over them and you would decide how to, you know, if you want, which one you wanted to go with.
First one we got from First National Bank of Monterey, and the federal fund rates are .58833. Federal funds a year ago was .411. That's First National.
Some of these folks went into great detail. I guess that's a good thing. There's no hidden things going on.
Sheet in there.
What I'll do is scan in all this stuff.
See, there's
with all the rates and different things on it, as far as any fees that they would charge and that, and email that to you. That way I'll give you a couple weeks to kind of look it over and really. Because some of them, like you see, they're pretty in length.
Some don't have any rate.
It doesn't yet? Oh, okay. Well.
You can look that one over. Lake City Bank does not have any rates in it. Proposed in it.
There might be just a statement in there saying whatever their current rate is or something, since it fluctuates so much, but past several years.
Last one we have ready. First Source Bank. The rates for the next 6 months are July is .40, August .4, September .4, October .4, November .4, and December is .65.
Not seeing anything, Jerry.
I don't know if either. I can't find it. So we'll have to contact them and
See if there's something missing. Unless they're
page or what.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's on another page tag in there. You're going to take these back to your office.
Yeah, I'll scan them all in and kind of really look more in depth. And like I said, maybe it's just a wording that says whatever the current rate is or.
Well, usually they have it like the other day for federal funds and the other.
Yeah. Get a motion to table the discussion for further review and award next meeting on March the 6th.
I'll make that motion. Yeah. I'll second the motion. A second, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay. That's the last. Okay.
And can I get a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn. I'll second. Yeah, motion and second. 6-5, all of us saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you very
much. Thank you.
You find out about that other on the
Lake City.
Lake City.
Yep, definitely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You
too.
Terry?
Morning.
Morning.
Got some little things here for you. First thing, I need the okay for Gary and I go to the road school. I think we're probably going to go the 7th and 8th. I don't know if you need to, what you need to do.
Well, we'll have to have a, for the conferences. You want to go for the, say, the 7th and 8th for
the
road school?
Yeah, it's the 7th, 8th, and 9th, Kenny, and usually we go down the Monday. stay overnight, and then we usually come back. The 8th would be the Wednesday, I believe.
That's 7th day, 9th, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. We usually just stay 2 days, so. We'll probably have to get recertified down there, so.
Well, we got some more to do, so we'll just approve when we do that.
All right, that's fine, Kenny. I should have had it the last meeting, but I didn't think of it at the time. Another question I got for you. About a month ago, we put out for a new employee, and we've got our new employee. Bottom line is, when we advertised, I had another guy interested in part-time. Well, now we've got another guy leaving the end of the month. Do we have to go through that whole 9 yards again or not?
Well, it's to be a new position, BNC.
You interviewed him and you wanted to hire him?
Mm-hmm. We're just going to have him on part-time this summer, I guess is what I'm getting at. Because we only had room for one guy. We got one guy full-time. And we was going to sign this other guy up part-time till maybe this fall. There's a rumor that one of the guys is going to retire. But then we've got an employee now that's found a better position. So I just didn't know if we had to go through the whole...
Well, what's the whole process to you? I mean, you don't have to advertise.
Well, that's why I'm asking you.
No. You just start in the process that...
No, we've already done all the paperwork.
Yeah, if you know you want to hire, then just have him start from there when after the point Okay. And I think you would do a form where you extend the offer to them, and I don't know that we're doing the...
I just didn't know if
we... background check and the drug testing.
We've done all that, and the bottom line is we had him in the system and everything, and then there's another opportunity there's another opening going to be taking place the end of the month, so we're just going to throw him in there, I guess. We don't have to do the advertising then.
No. I mean, if he's part-time, you want to move him.
He's the guy we want to try, I guess.
But he's not part-time now, though, is he?
No.
No, see, they haven't hired him yet. That's what I'm...
Well, I promised him the part-time job would be available, so we went ahead and got him in the system and the background checks and all the other stuff. So.
Well, I'm saying, I guess, is there's a process to go through to hire somebody. If you already went through it,
mm-hmm.
then...
Basically, a part-time guy that's the same thing as you got to do the full-time guy with all the... background.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure I was doing everything up to par, I guess.
Well, we've always left it to the discretion of the department heads to hire somebody, but then you're supposed to get the commissioner's notice of who you hired and by email. It's in the policy book, and then if they have any objection to it, so maybe you can talk to them.
Okay.
And if they're okay with them, then...
So we're all on the same page. I'll let you know. Travis is not going to the end of the month, and then we're just going to get a fill-in for him, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So, all right, just talk to you between now and the end of the month.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And then on these mowers, I'm going to finalize this in case there's any questions on the mowers. The bottom line is we was going to buy a new mower, Jerry. We got found a good used mower, so we ended up going to get both these mowers. That way we won't need a mower for a couple years anyway. I just wanted to explain that. And on that used mowers, we was going to buy $2,700 for the used one. The new one's $8,400, so that's 11-1, I believe. So that's why we had to get a little bit more money in our budget. We had 10, so I asked the other night for 11. I hope that straightens that out. And then on the good side of things, Jerry, we sold $3,600 worth of scrap.
Yeah.
So we're actually, but that goes to the general fund anyway. So I'm guessing there's $4,000 or $5,000 worth of crap back there we're getting in scrap, I should say. So I don't know on the agenda here. What's this 15-day deal? Should I just wait and see what you come up? Okay. Because I got another question or two about that now. Bereavement pay, you know, we talked about that one time, so.
But there's a committee for that, I think, for your, I don't have any here. There's a personnel committee, right? So the personnel committee will have to, we can approach you guys and say, this is what we want. Right now, I have, we understand it, there's no bereavement. And I don't think that's right. I mean, at least I get one day for a close family member, in my opinion. I don't know how the rest of the board feels, but that's the way I feel.
I'll just sit on that then, Ken.
Maybe even more. I mean, it just concerning situation, there's, family comes first in my book.
I know one time we got up to 3 days for immediate family.
Well, there was some guys abused it, I know.
I heard issues, Kenny, yeah. I just wanted to know what you guys
but
had.
But I still, in my book, family comes first. You take care of your family regardless whether you have time to take off or not. And that's, it goes for the rest of you. If you're something you got as a family member that needs attention, they don't have the time. My personal opinion is they need to take care of their family first.
Okay, thank you. Got any other questions, Kenny?
No, just
Jerry, Bud?
Make sure you sign that paper for that title, so.
Okay, I'll be out there this afternoon.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Sherry. Boy, that worked out good. Was that ESP or?
Had to park 2 blocks away. Yeah. I'll give you time to recover from walking up the stairs and do the other stuff first. First thing that I wanted to bring to you is that the ERS emergency radio maintenance agreement was due, and I went ahead and paid that out of the 911 funds that the commissioners are over that I had historically taken care of, and that was for $43,530.80.
That's through Comtronics or
emergency radio service. So that's a maintenance agreement. Anytime a mobile radio or portable radio needs to be sent in to get fixed, it falls under the maintenance agreement. So we've refurbished many portables for that. So I just wanted to let you know that I did go through it. I know where all these radios are. That was a question that Laura had asked me, but I did notice that there are some that aren't on here. So I'm going to be calling emergency radio to add radios to the maintenance agreement.
Now you know where all the radios that are on there are, right?
Yes. Especially since we just had to go through the radios with the P25 upgrade that's coming from the state. Should be supposed to be sometime this month. So, I just wanted to let you know that that was taken care of. The second was that I applied for the 2016 EMPG salary reimbursement grant through the state. So hopefully that'll be coming back. But if you're not familiar with that, the state mandates that each county has an EMA director. So since they do that, they reimburse half the EMA director's salary, or actually all EMA personnel salary, up to half of their salary. So as long as they meet all the requirements that were set forth by the state, and I have met all those. So that should be coming back for half last year's salary. And I believe, Mr. Locke, that's going to be coming to you for an electronic signature. And as well as I got an email yesterday that the 2016 SHSP grant that I applied for last year for an open trailer to transport emergency equipment to incident scenes for $3,450, that budget was approved and should be sent to you for electronic signature. Are you familiar with how to do that? I sent the directions to Laura quite a while ago.
I have not done one yet, but I can get together.
Okay. Do you remember me? Do you still have those?
You sent it to me, and I didn't have to do it, so I don't know what I did with you.
All right.
Well, you'll help when it comes around.
I'll look for it, and then I'll send you the directions. I didn't have your email at the time. And the last thing, Terry is my EMA advisory board president, so that's why she's
okay. We had a meeting the other night. I'd like to pass this out to all of you. If you would pass that down, please, explains what we're interested in having. As you know, Sherry's department was not allowed to hire anyone part-time last year. That was not something that they, that was accepted. So that means every single call that she gets, she has to go out on. Or she's basically on call 24/7. And you know darn well emergencies never happen during the day, during work hours, ever. So what we're asking is for call-out pay for Sherry. That would be considered time and a half pay for any time that she's called on an actual emergency. And that's any call that would be from the 911, you know, any agencies, local agencies or the state agencies that might need her for anything, chemical spill, fire, just anything that would require her to be there after hours. And we'd like to ask, because she does have that in her budget, that she could get paid time and a half for those hours. Then if she still continues to be on that job the next day during normal work hours, she would still get paid just her regular hourly rate. But anytime after that, we feel that she does deserve that since she is on call all the time, and we would like to know what you would think about that.
And a minimum of 1 hour.
Minimum of 1 hour, yes.
And you've got enough in your budget to cover that?
Yes, sir. And if for some reason it would go over what I have in the budget, there's comp time that can be taken as well.
If you're on call 24/7, you can't have comp time.
That's the problem. It's the problem without another worker in there.
All
right. It's a lot of responsibility, a lot of pressure. And she's doing an excellent job, so we'd like to see her have that if possible.
If it's a minimum of 1 hour, do you think it should be more than that?
I wasn't being greedy.
It'd be lovely.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you driving your own vehicle out there, or would you be driving the county's vehicle?
County's vehicle.
I would say minimum of 2 hours, don't you?
What I was like,
because you know, I know when we worked at the highway, I mean, you can't expect somebody to jump out of bed and go out for a half hour, 45 minutes and come back in. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know what the rest of the board thinks, but I
mean, chances of only being out an hour is probably fairly slim. But there was enough, right, that they called, yeah, you out after hours. It's probably a pretty big deal.
I make a motion overtime minimum of 2 hours.
I got a motion and a second on for the 2 hours. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now you want another motion for the
time and a half?
Yeah, for the time and a half.
I'll make a motion that she should be paid time and a half.
I'll second that. I have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have any questions for me? No? Thank you.
If you need some help, you can always call. If I'm available, I'll come.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Brad, is he here? Yeah, I guess so. Nikki. Not here either. Doug, you want to come up?
I guess so. Morning, guys.
Morning, Doug.
I'll make it real fast and easy. First of all, we finally got our credit card for our department up and going. The reason why it was a little slow, because we had new chain of commands here. And that was the biggest thing. So why go through all of this and then go through it again? So that's up and going. Just to let you know, the BZA and the plan commission, advisory plan commission, we are now combining them the same day and cutting back a little bit. And that makes it just a little bit cheaper on, you know, you're not, instead of going to, like myself, whoever it may be, going to 12, we're cutting it back to basically 6. And I gave this to Laura. She's got it all ready in our calendar on that. So we're going to try it. I don't know if it's going to work, guys, but why?
Try it.
You don't know if it's success unless you try it, right?
Right.
On that. Okay. With that being said, we got caught one time without enough quorum, and maybe you've heard of that, and we want to have an alternate. Some of you don't know, that was, what was that, on the planning commission or whatever it was. Yeah, it was on the, advisory planning commission. Okay, it was short one person. So it cost the county a little money, not that much, but it was still the embarrassment that we had to go through all again, go through the paper, everything. So we would like to have a alternate who will be there anyway with the BZA, and that is Doug McKinley. And I guess I have to have your approval if we could have him as an alternate. Does that make
sense? And he'd be alternate for somebody that wasn't.
That is correct.
That's the only time he would have any voting power?
Right.
As an alternate.
Now, with that being said, he'd be there for the APC thing. He gets paid for that. But if he'll stay, if he gets called, you know, at the last minute as a BZA, he also gets paid for BZA, which is no different than the other person didn't show up.
Right.
So I guess I'm just asking for your permission.
Have you talked to Doug? Can you see what I do?
Yes.
Okay.
And by the way, I do have...
he comes to every meeting anyway.
Yes, right? He comes out. And I got all the minutes. I'd be more than happy to forward this to your minutes, guys. Yeah, Doug is approved on that. I hope this never happens again, but if it does, I'm not going to be caught with my pants down with somebody not there.
Is the same fellow missing anymore?
No. We sort of had a good talk, but you never know. Something
right.
Can happen.
Well, things can happen, right.
I'd like to make a motion that Doug would be on the BCA as an alternate if needed.
I'll second that. I have a motion to second. I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay. After I took this position over a year ago, I'm in charge of BZA and APC, you know, and all that. We have our meetings, and you got them, thanks. I was issued a key not only to the courthouse, but to the commissioner's room here, which you're on the board there. And Terry Young at the time wrote out just a little letter and gave it to myself and Sheila. I cannot find that. But what I'm asking is I want you guys to know if you agree to me to have that key to come in for these meetings on that time.
Now, we're having the meetings here.
Yeah, we're having the meetings right here. Now, the reason why I bring this up, if you don't, then that's fine. Then somebody, your lawyer or somebody, has to come in here. Mains or somebody has to open it up and close up.
I don't see why you should not have a key because he was here a good hour early for that last meeting.
I always try to get my stuff ducks in a row, and
yeah.
You see how I do my stuff,
yeah.
Prepare everything. But I just want up front, just let
me. You got a key now?
Yes.
If there's any problem, I don't see a problem.
Unless you want me to turn it over.
Nope.
And we won't have no one crawling through the window.
Yeah, you, that's right. That's right. That is right. Blight, that is the where condemning houses and all that. We were caught way behind when Quentin and I came in. we were over halfway through it that we didn't even know anything about it. I'm hoping to maybe get one before it runs out, and that's running around about May or June. But if I only get one, and then how paid by Blight, I feel like I made it. But we were blindsided. We didn't know anything about it. And this started back 3 years ago, before Quentin and I came in. So, and we didn't know anything about it. So we're sort of behind the eight ball, guys. But there'll be something else come up. So, just FYI. Last but not least, it's sort of my problem. I should have got in earlier, but I just figured out it's called WTH. It's the mapping. Mm-hmm. It's a March 3rd conference, and I can get it in to you right away, but I'd like to go to that, learn a little bit more about the mapping, March 3rd. And I do not have a request in. I can get it in.
But we've got some to approve, so we'll just do it all at the same time. Okay. You guys are... Yeah.
It's a 2-day deal, but I called them, and I want to be on... It's a beginners and advanced. So I was talking to the lady, and with talking to her, she said, I don't need, think you need to go to advanced yet. You're not that far ahead yet. You need to start with beginners. And I said, that's fine. Other than that, guys,
that'd be March 3rd and 4th, or just March 3rd?
Just one day.
One day.
Yeah, I just go down there and come right back. No hotels, no... And it's down by, it's by Indy. Yeah, some around that area, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. When we make the, we just do them all at the same time.
Okay. We'll get a request in.
Okay.
But we're sure getting the cart before the horse on this one. Anything you got with me?
Everything going good?
Peachy.
Good.
Like I had in my right mind. Okay.
Right. Thanks, Doug.
You bet.
Thanks,
Doug. You bet.
I see Brad or them. Jeff, you want to come up? Because Brad isn't here. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but we've got a couple of hay. Chode.
Good morning. Morning. Well, I've looked into our bathroom accessibility issue that you guys had me look into, and I think I've come up with a plan to fix part of it. you know that the entry doors aren't quite wide enough. And that's something we're going to have looked at, to have them wider, especially in the men's bathroom. There's no way to make that door bigger because of the way the structural walls are. But there's steps that we can take now to kind of help with the whole situation. And here's what they are. The top picture is the layout of the men's bathroom. And I propose we take out, I'm sorry, that's the women's bathroom. I propose we take out that middle stall, make the back toilet the ADA accessible one, and that will give us plenty of room for wheelchair clearance and turnaround and that sort of thing. And then this is the men's bathroom, and the same thing. We'll take that one toilet completely out, extend the wall out, and that'll give us all the dimensions that we need to meet the ADA requirements.
And that'll meet the requirements of doing it this way on both.
Yes. The only thing that won't be met is the actual entry doors. But again, that's something, if you guys have time to run down there so I can show you exactly what I'm talking about.
There's no way to cut them wider?
The women's door there is. The men's door, it's going to be a little bit trickier. So that would be something for us to talk about once you guys have seen it. What I would like to do is I'd like to go in there, pull those stalls out, rearrange the bathrooms, and then I'd like to continue on with a kind of sprucing up the bathrooms out the whole hallway and everything downstairs. Look at it, something like that. The light one on the top, the dark one on the bottom, with white trim. That'll give it a little cleaner look, and it'll make it look a lot nicer. The wood paneling that's down there now will fill it all in and sand it all down and make it look really nice. And then replace broken tiles and put up trim and that sort of thing. The only other thing I wanted to tell you about this, I was talking to the electrician that just did some work for us out at the County Highway Garage, and he said they make these new LED lights. They're drop-ins for fixtures. They're the size of a fixture. They don't have any bulbs in them, so there's no bulbs to replace. And the LED in it uses 3 times less energy than an LED bulb. So you're looking, you spend $150 on a light fixture that'll last you longer than 12 years and you'll never have to replace any bulbs. And you're spending 3 times less than an LED bulb, so it's going to pay for itself in like 3 years, if that. The hallway down there takes 9 of them. I think if I'm allowed to do that, I can redo the bathrooms completely, repaint them and everything, do the hallways, the walls, the floors, and everything for under $2,000. And I'd do it all myself. So I'm...
You want to do the electrical yourself too? Or
yeah,
you want?
Yeah. I'll do it all myself.
It's a good idea. It's a real good idea. If you can do all that, why, that's you gonna have enough money by the end of the year if you're doing all the projects you want to do.
Most of the projects I want to do, the repairs and stuff to the building, that's outside of my budget anyway. The council didn't give me really enough to do much. I do have enough to do this, and I have enough for repairs to take me through. I'm probably going to have to go to the council for more anyway, because they gave me half this year what they did last year anyway. But this is a step in the right direction. This solves some of our ADA issues, as well as takes the basement out of the 70s and into the...
Now, in the men's bathroom, you got some kind of an idea where we could work on that door, or some kind of a deal where we can...
I have ideas as far as the bathrooms go.
I'm going to say, if you're going to do all that down there, your painting and stuff, I would just soon see you. If you're going to have to do something with that door, we might as well do it now.
Okay.
I mean, for the simple fact, you're going to tear something up, and then you have to repaint it and all that. I mean, that's... I hate to see you have to do that and then have to do stuff over.
The good thing is, with those bathrooms, all that we would be doing is painting it. So that's fairly inexpensive. The problem we're going to run into with the bathroom is, in order to fix that entry door in the men's, we're going to have to rethink how those bathrooms are all together. Which is something else that I can show you when you guys come down. I shouldn't probably get too far into it without you guys seeing it first. Okay.
Approximately how much time do you think it take to redo the bathrooms and the painting?
I'm guessing that if I start this morning, I can have it done in 3 weeks. Then that's being conserved. I might be able to do it faster than that.
I say go ahead and get started on it.
I'll second that. You have a motion and a second. I'll signify the same aye for Jeff to go ahead.
Aye. Okay. That's all I've got. Just a couple updates. They have an electrical panel at the county highway that's just been replaced because the connections on the inside were broken. So that's been fixed. And you guys have seen the ADA updates out there. You guys had asked me to move forward with getting some of that stuff updated, and the county highway guys have done an awesome job putting it together. We still have to do 2 sinks in the bathrooms, and from what I understand, you can buy ADA sinks with wall mounts, like Brad Zellers has them in his bathroom in the office, for $50 a piece. To me, that's a simple fix. So that's probably what we're going to do there. But other than that, that's
all. If you get them, them boys can put them in.
Yes, and that's exactly what I'll do. So
make them help you.
We'll do.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
You want these, Jeff?
Yeah. Well, I don't need the... If you want to keep these, you can. I need these things.
Thank you.
Brad?
Thank you.
this morning.
Good. Thank you. January for transfer station was above average for tonnage and money. I kind of attribute that to the nice weather we've been having. Wasn't any problems up there at all. Recycling sales, I managed to get rid of a little bit more in January than what I normally would, but it was wet too. A lot of the paper product went different ways, so we didn't get docked or discounted. And I didn't have any really big expenses, no major breakdowns other than the forklift repair, which is completed.
Good.
We're supposed to get it back today, and it did have a cracked head.
Where did it go back to?
It went to Logansport to get repaired. And I'll probably touch base with Kevin after we get done.
Okay.
With everything. The cardboard baler did get repaired too. We used Pyramid and a company out of Alabama to make the repairs. Those bills went to Solid Waste District. And I'll have a quarterly report on that, on what we've spent out of that account.
How were you telling me that guy come up and really knew what he was doing and
yeah.
fix it?
Yeah, he was here 3 hours and had the baler running perfectly. So he's well.
So we knew who to get next time.
Exactly. We put a new hanging heater in the old county garage shop, and it's propane. We are now working on most of our equipment ourselves, what we can do. I'm also looking at maybe some tire changing tools, but I haven't crossed that line yet to see where we're gonna go. It's expensive. But we've been using pumps, we've been using DNL, and sometimes I think maybe we did better off doing our own. We do have a lot of flats because in and out of the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I'm gonna look at and I'll present to you later. Other than that, that's really all I have, unless you guys have anything.
On the forklift pick, that's
yeah.
one of your major assets. So.
Yes. And we do have a spare forklift, but the other forklift doesn't have pneumatic tires, so we're limited to where we can go
yeah.
with that.
Well, you don't want to get it in the fan, though.
Right. We're pulling it off of a bumpy all the time, so.
All right. A good deal. Is there anything to ask me?
Good job, man.
Thanks. Well, you guys have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot. Make sure everybody that's here signed in today, please, before they leave. Next, Nikki.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Otherwise, off we do it. Okay. All right, just a couple of real quick things. I said I would email and I forgot, so I apologize. The billing policy for the EMS, it gives you the criteria of what we will write off, who we'll send to collections. Really nothing has changed since the last administration. I just need signatures to update for policy. For the most part, we use Mr. Murphy's office, or former office, for collections. And on the financials, you'll see how much we get paid quarterly from them. So you can look to see how much we are gathering. How much you're getting back. We switched to Mr. Murphy's office several years ago because the collection agency that we started with did not follow up. So you can, like this quarter, we hadn't received anything from his office yet.
Okay, who adjusts my write-offs?
We kind of follow the billing policy. It's consignments from Medicare, secondary insurance. When we set this up, it was recommended that if they have a balance of less than $250, that we just go ahead and write that off by the time you
file,
and we're not making anything.
I would say that seems like a lot, the write-offs.
A lot of the write-offs are contractual.
Okay.
We can charge $2,100, but we may have to write $1,000 off, and then they pay. So, let's see. We do have payment arrangements. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but we accept payment arrangements out there. We do have several people that keep their accounts open and pay monthly. We do get, along with what they collect, we get a certain percent of attorney fees and filing fee. I think we get 100% of the filing fees back.
People on the payment plan, are they paying interest also?
I don't believe so. A lot of them will only come in and pay like $5, but they're on a fixed income and they don't want that hanging over their head. So we finally had a lady, bless her heart, this is before it went into effect, she finally paid her $200 bill off, and she was, thank you. So, it's just the way insurance is set up, you know, the deductibles and co-pays and consignments, that some people who are willing to pay, we keep the account open. Like on the second page, that's the write-offs, how we justify writing bills off. We kind of have an issue when we have somebody who's not officially in custody. They don't, a lot of times we don't get insurance information, and it's kind of a fight back and forth who's responsible. Well, they're not officially charged with anything, but we still have to go and take them in and get them checked out. So we try on that $1,300 one. And I apologize, we don't have the expenditures or anything like that on the, like the normal report. We just got the month-end report Friday afternoon.
Okay.
So, and with yesterday being a holiday, kind of did it. So we apologize for that. So this is what we billed and pretty much wrote off.
Okay. Is there any questions for Nikki?
If you don't have any questions, I can email this along with the safety manual.
Okay.
I just need signatures from all you guys so we can put it in. If you want to take a look at it, you can. Oops, wrong different part. We had 138 calls last month, which is our general average. We have some benchmarks in place. We try to keep our scene time to 15 minutes. We actually ended up having a scene time average of 20 minutes, which we had a couple scene flights, so that takes a little bit of time. So we're trying to follow the national standards on those benchmarks. And then I have one other. At the end of last year, Lutheran in Fulton County approached us, which we had been kind of in verbal discussions for quite a while about doing a mutual aid agreement. If we should happen to get busy, they would come in to our county and assist us. Perfect example, they came in and covered the county when we had our accident back in November. Same thing for us. We will go into Fulton County if they get swamped, but I put perimeters in regards to how far into Fulton County we'll go. Their commissioners, since they have just switched over like we have, looked it over, and I think I sent the original to you, didn't I, Kevin? The mutual aid?
Yes.
And there was no problems. Pretty much, we will maintain at least one paramedic truck in the county at all times. So if we only have one medic on duty, that truck will not be sent into the other county. I'm working on trying to get that third truck up and staffed so we can at least have two trucks in the county at all times. We're not charging anything. The liability and medical direction will lie on the individual agency, so we would follow our protocols if we're responding over there. Same thing for them over here.
So you'll charge if you go over there, and they'll charge if they're over here.
Yeah. And there's no, you know, passing the money.
Yeah, passing money back. Yeah.
If we transport, we charge.
I keep everything straight.
Mm-hmm. So, and I can email this to you guys also, because it's on a Word document. I was out of the office last part of the week, so I apologize. I didn't realize it was coming up that close.
That's right, you email it to us.
And,
so, let's email that to you.
The billing, it's pretty much the same one that I emailed last time. Really nothing has changed. I just need a signature from Kenny, if it's okay with you to keep it in place.
Yep.
I think EMS wise, that's all I have. And I'll make sure that there's a copy on file so everybody has.
And make sure Laura gets one.
So she'll get a copy of the billing report.
Why we can.
Yep.
No, that says 2016 in the corner.
Yeah, I updated.
Oh, okay. Right.
After
I just wanted to make sure, so we were.
What happened was when we sent it out, I forgot to change the 2017, so we just updated it at the bottom. So what I'll do is I'll make copies, scan them in, and we'll send those out along with the safety manual. So you'll probably be seeing a rather big file come from me. So, you gentlemen have any questions?
I don't. Jay and I are going to come out someday, and he's got the plans for your building.
Okay.
And we'll see what we come up with.
Awesome. Because when the highway came in and filled.
Did he bring you enough stone?
The backside, yeah. We're going to have to grate the front, the main entrance again, because it's kind of
dipped down
again.
That help you in the back coming in there?
So far, I haven't heard.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, we had some radio issues, and ERS came out, and we had broken antennas because it was hitting the garage door. So.
It's an emergency plan. It says the lawyer write off claims $250, but if a person is deceased, you don't let off for $1,200 and some dollars.
That's because they did not have any secondary insurance in the estate.
So, is this what we're going by though?
For the most part, if their bill is $250 or less, we will automatically write it off. Be it they have no secondary insurance or anything like that. Because by the time you tack in attorney fees and all that, it's not. Mr. Murphy, when he set it up, said it's not worth our time. I can email the original agreement when we set this up. So
you're saying it's cost more to have to file
against than to write it off.
Court than
to write them off, yeah.
But when they have no money and we write it off like $1,200, that just.
They can take them. Some of those have been open and we haven't received any payment. So there's a certain time frame that we'll let it go. And if they don't have it, I'm sorry?
Is Kevin?
No.
Collection Works done by Dan Murphy. I signed an agreement with him probably 2 years ago.
Two and a half, something like that.
And like, for example, about 1,200, I don't know exactly the situation, but...
No insurance, no money.
When you're in the collection business, it's a cost-benefit analysis, and if somebody's passed away and they have no insurance and nobody's going to open the estate, a creditor, so you could open the estate, that's going to be fairly expensive cost-wise, and then you can attach assets in the estate. Well, there's probably no assets in the estate, so you're wasting your time.
Right.
So I would imagine that Mr. Murphy's going through that analysis on each case and saying, even though it's a $1,200 bill, there's really nothing to collect. Yes.
Well, and I know sometimes you can take them tick collections, and if they don't have a job, then you don't have anything to garnish. And
right, typically that's how you're going to get paid.
So
it's through a garnish. If there's somebody working, you can collect.
So usually we'll keep it open for a couple of years after and see if anything comes through. If not, then we'll end up writing it off.
So. Okay. Thanks, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Nikki, could you pass the signing sheet around for me?
Okay. Oops, got it. Okay.
Sheriff? How you doing this morning?
I'm good. I've got two things I wanted to ask you. One, we've got a bunch of lights, old light bars and stuff that have come out of the cars over years. And we wanted to be able to try to sell those. And so I wanted to get your permission on that. And then the second thing is we're trying to develop a scholarship fund for law enforcement students in the county, one for each school, and we wanted to do a fundraiser, a pancake breakfast. We wanted to host it here at the sheriff's office. And what we thought we could do is, if it was a good day out, we're looking at May 6th, is we could open up the outdoor recreation of the building and set up tables there for people to eat there. And if it's raining, you can just go right across the hallway into the indoor recreation of the jail, and we could host it in there. So I wanted to kind of get you guys' permission on that also.
Where are you going to sell the lights? Are you got other offer?
Well, I think we're going to try eBay, to be honest. The Cass County Sheriff's Office does it, and they've had pretty good success. You know, we've kind of... we had some real old stuff when I first took office that we kind of just launched, but some of the stuff we have now is, I think it, you know, there'd be some value there for somebody to use it if you could get it in front of them. So one of the deputies that had come from Cass County to here said that's what they did in Cass County. So, well, it'd be worth a try.
You need approval of this?
I didn't say to sell the stuff.
Take a motion to sell it. Make sense.
I'll second it. And a motion to second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. All right.
I think you have our blessing for the pancake deal.
All right. Thank you. Anything for me then?
Maybe later.
That's right.
I got a quick question. You know, I had a couple neighbors hit me up about dogs barking big time, disrupting sleep. Is there anything? I don't think there's an ordinance, but...
There is an ordinance that's not very well written to the judge's opinion, I think, that it goes in front of. He doesn't want to see those. And, you know, he's retiring now, so I don't know if it's something that we need to relook at or find out what his issues were with it and see if it can be changed that
I've had the same complaint. The guy that I guess I bet you the same one that's talking to Jerry's talked to me before.
I think dogs are an issue, period. You know, our animal control person gets called to them quite a bit, and we spend a lot of time with that, or she does. And you know, I don't know if we need to revisit an ordinance to see if there's something we can somehow write it better that it could be enforced more easily, or find out what the judge's issues were with the, you know, the noise ordinance part of it.
It's a weak ordinance, I'll give you that. We never addressed it way back when Sarah first wanted to talk about it, and we never really got anywhere with redrafting it, but that was the time I looked at them and saw it. It's not a lot of teeth to, lack of a better term, for these ordinances. And I think I can tell you, pass one that's fairly strict and impose decent sized fines, you have to see any change of behavior, probably. But we can do that.
Well, from where I live, I took a walk back to the state park down that dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear them barking to the back there, and that's over a quarter mile. And there's a truck driver that tries to sleep during the day, so in the truck at night, he blares his radio clear. I try to
drown him out.
That's what he's told me.
Yeah.
And he's got a legitimate complaint, right, as far as I'm concerned. Well, I guess he's went over and confronted the guy and asked him nicely, you know. He said, hey, can we do something? And he's got no response, so.
I'll take a look at the ordinance and see what we can do with it if you want.
And you would.
Yeah.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. You got any questions for the sheriff?
All right, I'll see you guys.
All right, thanks a lot. Day. Well, Nathan isn't here yet. We have a letter here from Doug Dutwine. He had made several attempts to come to the meetings and can't. He is now the chairman of the Select Committee of the Government Reduction for 2017 on the legislature session. He'd just like everybody to know that. If you got any issues, he's got a legal assistant, Alicia Jennings, that you can call at 317-232-9613, or the email, I don't know how to read that, h16@iaiga.in.gov. Well, if you got any comments or anything, you can get a hold of Doug's on this committee, chairman of the committee now, so he's going to try to help reduce government waste and some regulations. I guess we move on to the, being Nathan's not here, we'll go on down to the, we've got some conferences to approve. I guess we'll go ahead and do them until we're waiting on Nathan. I've got Doug Hoover for March the 3rd with WTH. Terry Ruff and Gary Kruger, the 7th and 8th at Purdue Road School. Sue Fox, the annual Recorders Conference. Teresa Bryant and Mardell Renslag, the Indiana State or Indiana County Traders Association in Indy on the 9th. Motion to approve the conference.
I'll make a motion to approve the conferences.
I got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
While you think of it, anybody got any public comment? All right. The request for 15 days of non-pay for time off for county employees, and I can understand some of this, but I think that probably, if I'm right, you got to go through the personnel committee, correct?
Yeah.
So I think that would be a thing for them. I know we've got a request of a person that hired in on the first of the year. She'd already had plans made to take off, and that's one of the reasons for this. So I guess, Christy, are you on the personnel committee?
No.
You knew who is? I mean, all the tone there, do you know who's all on the person? You are on the personnel committee? Are you on the personnel committee?
Yeah, it's two commissioners, well, it's you now. And two council members are still, I think Ken Boswell might be the new one. And I think Roger Cleary's still on it. And then Maura and myself, that's it.
Well, I think we need to address this. I mean, it's just for, like if somebody that don't have any time and got a sick family member, that was one other thing, one other issue that was brought up to me. I don't know if you guys have heard anything about that or not. And then, you know, I...
Well, we made it known that if anybody wants to change a policy, that they should write...
In writing?
Out, yeah, put something in writing that how they want the policy changed, why they think it's not a reasonable policy the way it's written, and then we'll have address a meeting and address it. And we kind of let them build up over time, so we have one meeting, and typically every 6 months, sometimes it's more often than that, sometimes every... couple of months, depending on the influx of complaints about policy and how that's affecting their department. If they've got a complaint, put it in writing, we'll definitely consider it and give them a response one way or the other, what the policy committee thinks of changing that policy.
All right, how about the bereavement? Why did they take that out? I mean, was you on the committee when they done that? Or
yeah.
What was the idea?
What was the debate? I don't remember exactly the debate. Of what happened. I think it was just
somebody abusing the thing, or
it was definitely some complaints at the time from the auditor of the way it was being applied by different department heads. It was being applied differently, and it was it was at a time when we increased the PTO time. We implemented the PTO schedule, so for example, some employees have 156 hours of PTO time that they could take, and the idea was if you need to take time off, you could take as many days as you want. I forget what the bereavement was. You could take up to 2 days.
Before, it used to be, if it was close family, remember years ago, it used to be like your mother or father or child. Mm-hmm. It was 3 days.
Right.
Aunt and uncle, cousin, used to be 1 day. It used to be.
I think the thought was that the PTO covered it, that we extended the PTO sufficient that somebody would have enough time to take off whatever they felt they needed to take off, or the death of a family member or something.
Okay.
As far as sickness of family members, that's covered by FMLA. They can apply for FMLA and they can take off time without pay. So the only thing, FMLA doesn't cover vacations, but it covers any other situation where you get a sick family member you need to take care of.
Well, I had one question. The understanding was that, I guess, they just because they didn't have any time or didn't have any PTO time left or no comp time, that they had to be wrote up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would that even go for like sickness in the family or?
No, because the sickness in the family could be covered by FMLA.
Okay.
I think that.
Well, and the other thing
they run out of their FMLA, they run out of their PTO, they run out of every thing that we had, and at some point the employer has a right to say, I can't hold this position because you're paying health insurance for them, you're paying into all of these other expenses in addition to wages, so even if there's no time, they're not being paid wages at the time, it's costing the county to keep them, and you're not getting any work out of that person. You're assuming that everybody we employ has a job to do, and that job is done.
Right.
So we can't go months and months and months without people.
Well, they was just, the one that questioned me was out of time, and they wasn't being paid for it. But they were out of time, and they had a family member that was sick.
And
they were taken off, and they wanted to get wrote up for the simple fact that they were taken off to take care of a family member.
Then they need to apply for FMLA. We've had training on that. We've told the department heads about it. You apply for FMLA, and if you have a qualifying event, which is a sick family member, then you have the right to take off time without pay, and we hold the position. We're obligated to hold the position by federal law.
All right.
So.
All right. Nathan, you want to come up?
Sure.
He didn't run off and leave you.
I didn't think so. I'd have been here sooner, but it was like parking downtown today was kind of like, if you remember the Chevy Chase movie, Vacation, where he just keeps driving around Big Ben hour after hour. It kind of was like doing in the courthouse this morning, trying to find a spot. I don't know, first of all, if Doug Hoover covered this when he came up or not. Doug McKinley is one of the citizen members of the Planning Commission. And
he covered it.
Okay, perfect.
We approved it to be the
alternate for you guys. Perfect. Perfect. Number two, very quick update on our program over at West Central. Jerry, did the email ever finally go through to you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Glad we got that straightened out. So far, we have had one company send over a couple, the company president and plant manager, to talk to the two classes. And we're working on field trips and or guest speakers from three, possibly four more companies. I'm working right now on a request. We have to modify the budget a little bit just because we came in under on the equipment. And so we're going to move that, with the state's permission, to the instructor salary to get some last minute details worked out. And I've already talked with them, and I've just got to file the paperwork. Number three, the Economic Development Summit, as I mentioned last time I was here, that will be on the 14th of March at 6:30 over at the Maderaville Christian Church Annex. We've got...
What was the day of that again?
Tuesday, the 14th of March at 6:30. All that we've got left to line up is the guest speaker, and we are working on that. Quickly on the county home, and I know that Colleen emailed all of you. I stopped into, actually she called me late last week, and apparently somebody has potentially expressed interest in purchasing the property. I don't know how serious the person is. As Mr. Crone recalls, we did finally, after a couple of meetings with the town, we got it rezoned so that we can make it easier to sell. The property was resurveyed. Right now I think it's 6 acres, and it's basically more or less a perfect rectangle. A survey was done, made it a little bit larger and whole to include the line of trees with the county home instead of with the field / potential industrial park property. And then also to split it so that the county could keep the barn and the React building. However, that has not yet been recorded or the split file with the auditor's office, I don't think, so it's still one parcel in the county's books. Colleen, if I understood Colleen correctly, her understanding was that the individual wanted the whole property. I don't know if that's a deal breaker or not, but I mean, obviously I don't think we want to get rid of the React building, and even if we and then there's still the county barn. The barn, and I know that at one time the sheriff had wanted to have that property for Garten.
This is clear. Yes.
Sheriff, is that something that you're still interested in?
Our garden's still there, and then we have an Eagle Scout project that's there with the orchards. So,
okay.
I mean, that's the area south of the barn, Nate.
Okay.
I mean, south of the barn, and then from the driveway over to the React building is where the garden and the orchard.
So I don't, and one thing Colleen had said, I don't know how much it is that this individual would want the whole property just to have it, or was not thrilled with the idea of fixing that property up to live in and having the potential for work release inmates working next door. That part I don't know for certain. I kind of thought there was, but so anyway, I don't know how the commissioners want to proceed, but the next step is going to have to be getting that survey recorded and deciding if you guys want to sell just the home or work something out with the sheriff. And it sounds, even now that there's an Eagle Scout project too, it's probably going to be even more of a challenge, or less likely that you sell the React and barn part of it. But it is ready to be recorded as two separate parcels now.
But the person that's wanting to buy it is interested in the whole.
I think so. That was my understanding from Colleen. That doesn't mean somebody else might not want just the house.
Now we don't have to offer that for public, to the public, or
those details? That's a Kevin question. I don't.
Well, you can field off. You can list it and just field offers and take first. And then it is offered to the public.
I mean, we have not gotten to a point where we've listed the property with, or if you have, if you want, you can sell it any way you want.
Right.
Sell it, you want to have an auction and try to sell it that way, you just want to have people submit bids to the auditor's office and take the highest one, but you need to know what you're selling, which right. I think is what Nathan's right. saying, is what exactly are we agreeing to sell? Start with that, and then it sounds like we've got legal descriptions for all of it now. Whether you want to sell all of it, we've got the legal for that. We've got the tree line was a problem that was on the field, and that looks like it should go with the house. So I think anybody that bought it would want that tree line, if that makes sense.
I probably need to make that clear, though, that if you're going to sell it, what's going to be
right.
you know, to the east of them.
And that, I mean, that comes down to what your final decision is going to be on it. But and then once you're ready to go, once you know, we want to list it, we want
to... And not to interrupt, but to, just to be clear, to approve any purchase of real estate or sale of real estate, that's going to include the council.
That's where I was going with that.
Okay.
That the council will have to sign an official ordinance saying that they approve. And I imagine, given that it's a liability and that they're the ones who cut the budget for it, they would be on board with that. And I think... Right. Last fall, they as much suggested they would be. It was just a matter of getting all the details.
Well, that starts here. I think it starts here mm-hmm. by saying, okay, this is what we would like to sell. Let's come up with exactly what you want to sell, the legal description, and then pass that on to the council.
Council say, need to prove.
Will you guys approve this?
Bud, you wanted to say something?
About 16 months ago, we had to go ahead on this. We had a surveyor out there, and that was done. But why hasn't it got record?
I don't know. I can't record it. I don't have.
I think that's just a misunderstanding of recording of surveys. You don't need to record a survey. You get a survey, you get a legal description. Like, for example, we have now we probably got, I don't have seen them, but we have a survey that includes different parts of this property, which that's why you have to decide. Just tell us what you want to sell, and we can create the legal description. You create a deed. And then you deed that to the buyer, that gets recorded. Go ahead.
We wanted to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And we proceeded on. Now we're getting spun around again. And the rest fall in, we're going to be paying $300,000 to get that cleaned up.
Well, that's why I bring it up back to your attention today. I mean, I can't just go and record it, or I can't do that. That's, I mean, if you want, if the commissioners want me to take that on, I will. But that's not mine to do without consent from the commissioners. You know, that's not a CDC project unless you guys ask me to do that. I mean,
well, and you can record a survey if you want to. It doesn't, I'm just saying it has no effect on anything. It doesn't affect the sale.
Back when Jeff brought up the building, so we surveyed that off. I thought we would move it. But here we are.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, you guys have to be the ones.
Those that are not exactly board meeting. And we could sell it.
And well, you recall, I did, at one point, I brought up probably September, October to the council that they would need to do this ordinance. They have not approved that ordinance yet. So we need that from them to be able to sell it. And it doesn't really do any good, I think, Kevin, probably to have them do that until we have a number set. Or can we just take it to the next council meeting and say, Pierre, you're approving selling it at terms approved by the commissioners? Or how does...
I think the problem here is a lack of focus. First of all, I guess I'm not Nathan's very competent man, but I don't know why this is falling on his shoulders, to be honest with you. I mean, we have a piece of real estate. We know we have it. If we want to sell it, let's decide what we want to sell and how are we going to sell it. Do you want to list it with a real estate broker? Dwayne Davis showed interest in listing it. Do we want to do an auction out there? Talk to an auctioneer if we want. Do we want to have bids submitted? We just have to have a game plan and follow through with it. I think it's been, yes, I agree with you, but that it's kind of been hanging out there something. For a while, but I've never heard any definitive decisions.
They never made no decision on what they're going to do.
Yeah, I know they've done a lot of legwork on it, but I don't, you know, okay. Why is our CDC director trying to sell our real estate? It's really the commissioners. He can make a decision on it.
I think he had to go to the town meeting.
Yeah, I did represent the commissioners and get the zoning change.
Okay.
We did that. But I mean, I can't.
I'm not saying he's competent to do it. I'm just saying
I will.
He doesn't have any power.
Yeah, I can't. You know, I can't decide who's gonna listed or if you're going to auction. These are things not in my purview. If you want me to, if there are specific things along that task you want me to do, if you want me to get it before the council, I
want to empower him to do it all, then empower him to do it all. But he doesn't have the power. I mean, right? Is that a fair statement?
I mean, I would have, if we were looking at selling ground for the industrial park, I'd have a look, but just selling a...
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I get the industrial park.
I can't do that
without, the county home necessarily.
Without being instructed to do that. I will do whatever work you gentlemen want me to. I will leave somebody else whatever you don't want me to. I just need to know what I should be doing to move it forward.
Well, let's just say, I mean, so let's just start basic. Does everybody, we have a consensus on this board, do you want to get rid of, sell the county home building?
You
gotta
go to the council,
right? Well, yeah, we'll take it to that, but let's just start with, we have a consensus we want to sell the county home building, and do we have a consensus that we want to include the tree line in that, I assume? And what about the React building and the little garden there? Do we want to keep that? Do we want to say that's on the table for a possible sale if somebody really wants it?
Yeah, I don't know if there is some contract with React, but the building itself is on county-owned property. I don't know.
It still is.
Yeah.
But the React built that though, right?
I don't. That's before my time. Yeah, I don't know if there are any contracts or leases or.
No, I don't think so. I mean, the county does fund React in some way, but they're not. Not obligated to provide them a building, I'm aware of it. We're not, you know, or that one. We could move it somewhere else if we had.
Speaking of myself, I think we ought to keep the barn and React building myself.
And you said that's been surveyed off.
That's how it's surveyed. Right, and that's part of the reason we had to rezone it was the setbacks with the proposed survey.
For rezoned residential, I say.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got a house you can sell, basically.
So we need to make a motion to sell it and talk to the council?
Yeah, well, I'd say let's start with a motion, then I'll draft an ordinance on how we want to. So tell me. So, okay, I understand what you want to sell. You want to sell the legal description of the house and the tree line, but not the React building and the garden. And then how do you want to sell it? Do you want to list it with a realtor and take offers in, and then just like you would if you owned it yourself?
I signed a document to give Dwayne Davis a year and a half ago to sell that. Was that far along and then everything?
I don't think you ever signed a listing agreement that I'm aware of. Somebody, I don't think so. I never saw a listing agreement. That's possible. I never saw a listing agreement with Dwayne Davis that was signed that I'm aware of.
I can find that out for sure.
But I mean, because I would have had it, the debate at the time that I recall was how are you going to. Dwayne did come to a joint session. I remember talking to him then. But we hadn't had any consensus on what we were selling at the time. The county farm was being discussed. This is a little simpler situation. We know we don't want that building and have no use for it. So let me look at the statute, draft something that I think fits with what you're indicating here. And if you want to move it along quicker, we can have a special session then and just approve that. But
we need to make a motion stuff today to get this ball rolling.
Get
it done as quick. Yeah, can. So entertain a motion to somebody to
make a motion to sell the county our home and put Nathan or Kevin in charge of getting it going.
All right, that's fine.
All right, now, but you want to put that in there that you're just selling the county home and not the React building or the barn, correct? Is that what you're wanting to?
We can sell it all. If you want to sell it all.
I don't think they did. I think they wanted.
You don't want to. You just want to sell the home.
That's what Jeff wanted.
Yeah.
All right, so you're
4 acres, approximately.
Approximately. I don't remember the precise split. I think it's a little more than 4 on that and a little more than 2 on the other one.
So your motion is to sell the county home and not the React building and the garden?
That's where you want to put it, the county home only.
And barn.
And the barn, including the tree line.
How about the proposed county home parcel?
Right, without the...
As surveyed.
I get it. I mean, if you want to pass that motion, I'll.
I have a motion here, second.
Second.
I have a motion, second, to sell the county, just the county home. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And do you have a general idea of how you want to sell it? You want to make that decision now, or do you want to think about it?
Do you want me to wait?
If you want to move it along.
See what Dwayne Davis does have, so we don't.
Well, we might, if we're going to put him in charge, you want to do that? Put him in to take offers and sell it that way? And he can advertise it? What do you want to do?
I would like to do that, make the motion. Put Dwayne Davis in charge.
So just make a motion
Dwayne Davis be a broker for.
So we entertain an offer for him to be a broker. I mean, they brokers, for example, charge contingency.
Now, do we need to say subject to the council's approval?
It's all, yeah, all of this is subject to the council's approval. This is subject to two things. One, you have to draft an actual ordinance to sell. That's why I need details of what are you selling, how are you selling it. Then we'll present that to the council.
All right, your motion was to sell it through Dwayne Davis as a broker. He has him take offers.
Yes. With Kevin being in charge, getting that done.
All right, it's fine.
I have a motion. I'll second it. I have a motion, a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Motion carried.
Okay.
So if you want to get me those.
I will find out. I will get you. Do you even have a copy of that survey?
I have not seen it.
I will.
Colleen's got it.
I don't even remember who gave it to me. I think I got it from the auditor's office, but I got a copy. I'll get to you.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I have an electronic copy or
just. Because I don't remember seeing one with just the tree line added.
Oh, again, did it.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if the auditor, who gave it to me. I just landed in my desk one day, but I will get that to you.
And we'll create a deed, and then, all right? We'll tell Dwayne what we're selling. Okay, no problem.
If you've got somebody interested, we better
right.
Pursue it.
Okay.
All right.
Consider it done.
All right, I will move on. Stop me if anything catches you, otherwise I'm going to move quickly through this. After last week's meeting with the council, I did go and do some investigation on whether we could, if we wanted to, pursue the grant just for the land. What we found out is we don't think so. We haven't confirmed that for certain, but we don't think we can. We think infrastructure has to be a component. What we do know is that if we can make a grant work just for land, we're going to be in a bad position down the road if we want to try a second grant for infrastructure later. What happens there is that, say we get it developed, maybe we lose local money just to run it theoretically to the north side of the property, which is a pretty short distance from where the for one tenant. Great, we have jobs, we've fulfilled the expectations of that grant. But unless we're going to be able to, one, come up with even more local money out of Seated or somewhere else for the second half of the next grant, and two, we're going to have to be able to show that this will create more jobs just by this. So it's not.
It's easy as it sounds.
It's questionable that we can do a grant for land alone. If we can do that, it's going to be really hard to have the money long term for infrastructure. Whereas if we figured out how to get the land up front, because the land is a smaller portion of the total cost than potential infrastructure costs down the road, we'd be better off. So.
Well, now just let me stop you.
Yeah.
What I read in your email to me was.
Well, it was pretty long, I know.
Well, but the grant, if we did get a grant for the ground, they would send an appraiser, and that's all they pay is 50%
yes.
of what they appraise.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So, you know, and we may get to the point where we have to look at different ground or renegotiate with the existing seller, but based on what the existing agreed upon price is,
right.
I don't remember the specifics, but we would end up paying, so 50% of the appraised value, the grant would pay 50% of the appraised value, then anything above appraised value, we would.
We
so would. We'd be paying 65% of the cost instead of 50 on a grant, on an infrastructure grant. So then the issue, so one way or another, you're better off if infrastructure is in your grant. The biggest issue with doing, the two issues with going forward with that right away, if we wanted to, are that A, that's a lot more money to come up with right up front, 50% of 1.5 million as opposed to half a million or whatever. And then, you know, like I said, we do have one tenant, a continuing potential tenant, depending on how things work out. the time required to put together a complete plan for infrastructure and get the grant submitted, there's no way we would land him. The other, the second one, he's early enough that that might be, and the third one, like I said, that's a big question mark. It may never happen, but the one most likely tenant would need to be able to make some sort of commitment before we could, if we tried to put one big grant together for land and infrastructure. So in a perfect world, if the money is available, buying the land outright with local money, whether it's ceded or we sell the county farm or something else, is the best plan. And then that gives us room to work with this one tenant, work with the town, and then develop a plan for a grant later on when we could put it all together. I know, obviously, as of right now, as of January's meeting, selling the county farm is off the table. That's probably from excluding any other benefit to the county's continuing to own that land, just from this project's perspective. That is probably the most effective and responsible way, just financially speaking, to do it. We do have, as I've said, we do have the money in CEDIT. It's just that if we spend it all right now, instead of only using half of it for a grant or that sort of thing, we tie our hands down the road, whether it's for local match on an infrastructure grant or, I don't know, human services comes forward and needs some financial help. Or, as in sometimes happens in the past, extra money needs to be appropriated from CEDIT to the for an ambulance. That's been done a couple of times. So it's there that we could do it. It just puts us kind of in a tight position. I have spoken with this tenant and with the landowners. This is all very speculative. There are a lot of, you know, because there would be renegotiations involved. It's not impossible. It's not ideal for any party, but it is not impossible if we could make everything fall into place that we could connect this tenant directly with the landowner. And this person could just buy, if he was willing to buy enough at one time to make it worth the hassle for the landowner, he could just buy maybe 10 acres off the bottom, off the south end of the property for his own need. And then, depending on the legalities involved, I could work with Kevin on getting a language for an option, and so that we could maybe just get an option on the rest of it until we figure it out while not losing this tenant. That's kind of iffy, in part because I'm not sure what the rules are for a government entity holding an option on property, and because it does require a lot of going back and reworking between to set things up between the property owner and this potential tenant. But that is on the table as a possible option. So that's sort of where things stand right now. I guess it's just highly unlikely that we can make a grant work just for the land.
Question for Nathan?
But I mean, I don't, unless you guys have questions or specific things or decisions you want right now, I just wanted to update you since Jay had asked me to go ahead and get that, and you guys seem to be on board with it. But that is probably not going to be a very good option for us. And even then, if we did somehow figure out how to work two grants, you'd be looking at paying the certified grant administrator twice instead of once. The cost, we'd start nickel and diming ourselves on top of the big costs. But that's where that stands. Any questions on that? Okay. Kevin, do you know anything offhand about options and
sure.
How that can a government entity like?
Yeah, they pay for it.
Well, yes, I know. And that's the part I didn't know how that works out, you know, in the event that we pay for an option and then something falls through, that seems like something to me would cause some issues with that state board or DLGF, and I didn't know how that.
I think they got discretionary spending if they want to make capital investments, so they wanted to pay for an option and it fell through. I mean, that's within the I think that's within their discretion to
spend
that.
Right, then the last thing I have is our ongoing discussion about the tourism request. Unless there are any questions up front, I will run through a couple of things, try to address some of the concerns that you guys expressed to me when I was here last month and that came up in your conversation 2 weeks ago. I did give you guys all this packet, and I will go very quickly through it. We do have a tourism webpage. It's actually, the way our county website is set up, there is a kind of a general welcome to Pulaski County section, has information on the towns, county history, that sort of thing. There is a government page that has links to every department's page, so I can find out who the auditor is, what the phone number, email is, commissioner's email, that sort of thing. There's an economic development page. The chamber has a page through us. Jackie for Human Services has a page through us, and then we have a tourism page. And the tourism page is honestly probably the most completely built out page we have. The issue isn't that we have a website. The issue as we see it is that people need to know that it's here, you know? You're right, something you said last one. You're right. There are more affordable ways than the TV commercial. Our question is whether there are more affordable ways that give us as much bang for a buck, so to speak, that reach as many people in the areas we want to target. That second page that I gave you shows you, of that packet, will show you some numbers on TV and internet, and you're right, people are using internet a lot more than
anybody you talk to, the kids, right. I'll talk to them where they're going, they're looking on the internet.
And here's the point, and actually I'll jump, Mr. Crone had asked me to reach out to local businesses. I couldn't tell you exact number, but I've emailed about a dozen. I heard back from a few. Nobody has committed, but the two who have responded have said, you know, we might be interested. But one of them said to me, she said, and she's an own, her family owns a park tourism business, said, I've been hearing this on the radio, and I think the commissioner is incorrect. People do go online and look up different things. But something has to give them the idea of Pulaski County, and that would be the TV ads. People in Chicago don't just Google Pulaski County for vacation. They need something that says, hey, check us out. And that's kind of our angle. We know that, you know, first of all, the way the commercial is structured, it's not going to say, you can do this, 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 and this. It's a 30-second that is selling a feeling, a message, not the specifics. But people don't know Pulaski County like they know other tourism spots. Brown County gets about 1.25 to 1.4 million visitors per year. Now, Tippecanoe.
They have TV commercial.
I don't know what they do, but they've got name recognition that Tippecanoe doesn't have. Tippecanoe gets about 10% of that. There is a lot of room for us to get our name out there because we've got a lot to offer. Now, this isn't something that I think we want to do, at least not in this scale, every year, but this is the first time in a long time, the last two and a half years, that anyone has actually taken marketing Pulaski County as a tourist destination seriously. Individual businesses have done their thing, especially Dave and Connie Scott. But, you know, the Panhandle Pathway, they don't have the money to do a lot of work just on the trail. State Park, they're a state agency, and they've got DNR who's got to get, you know, give attention to how many 25, 30 state parks, lakes, reservoirs. A lot of these businesses, it's word of mouth, and they're not able to say, hey, look at us as a destination. That, you know, and I, you know, so you're right, people are using the internet a lot more, but, you know, if you look at, I don't know, the table I made, we're looking at 4,000 commercials in a viewing range that's got about 1.2 million potential viewers. Obviously not all 1.2 of them are going to be tuning into the same show in the same hour, but that's what the approximate number of viewers are. And this is information that I presented incorrectly. In addition to those 4,000 commercial ads, we will have 125,000 online impressions. So some of it will be watching, people will be on a tablet or a smartphone watching a video, and our ad will pop up, just like if you look up a music video on YouTube, sometimes you get an ad and you can't. It'll be embedded in websites on the sidebar, so I'm looking up the news if I'm in Chicago, and boom, there's this Pulaski County ad. And that we did last year, and it was a much smaller scale, nowhere near 125,000. But we had something like 70% of people who clicked that ad watch the whole ad. How many of them landed on our website? How many of them came here? That's harder to track. I mean, we can get some idea from area codes that they saw our website. We don't know. But it's not just commercials. It's 125,000 online. So we are targeting both. And like I said, you know, we feel we need a couple of years of actually getting this message out. We're here. We don't need to spend the rest of our lives spending this kind of money on TV commercials, but I mean, heck, most people in Chicagoland know of us. They know that we don't say Pulaski correct. Pulaski correct, and then we say Pulaski. They don't know. We actually got an email from somebody complaining on a TV show that we had done a profile of us a few years ago that we mispronounced it and had to massage that and explain why it was like it is in the whole history. But this is about selling the county and making sure that people know and people come here. And then we can, after a couple of years, we can start cutting and we can back down, we can diversify more because we've gotten that message out. But until that message is out there, until people know that Pulaski County is a destination, they're not gonna Google Pulaski County. I actually did a couple of Google searches for Pulaski County tourism stuff. So I looked up camping Indiana. Nowhere on the first page did you get anything for Tippecanoe River State Park or any of our campgrounds.
But don't they have a website? Doesn't but if, where you can advertise on their website?
What do you mean, whose website?
I mean, for the parks and stuff. Don't is.
Well, what I'm saying is that people in Chicagoland, they're not even finding that. I said, I want to go camping. I don't want to go far. Let's try Indiana. They look up camping Indiana. They're getting the bigger state parks. They don't know our state parks or our campgrounds. You look up Bobby Rugg at Rugged Adventure. She has, are you familiar with Zorbing out there? It's just like human-sized hamster balls you run around. I did a search for Zorbing Indiana. I got a search for Zorbing in New Zealand before I got Rugged Adventures. I got, what was it? Three hits for the same paid place in Fort Wayne, place for student, a page for student activities at IU, and a page for some place to do Zorbing in Evansville, plus New Zealand, before I got to Rugged Adventures. Paintball, we do Paintball Indiana, they come up to the top. That's it. You do Canoeing Indiana, middle of the results. But even that, we don't. People don't recognize us as a destination unless they happen to be on Groupon or whatever Dave and Connor are using now in Chicagoland and see that deal offered to them as members.
Is there any way we could improve that?
That's what we're trying to do. I mean, that's why I'm saying, you know, it's not our plan to spend $20,000, $30,000 every year doing this time and time again, but we need Pulaski County to be on the map before we can say, you know, they're going to find us. They need to know that we exist. That's the gist of this at the end of the day. They don't know that we are, that we have. How many times do I hear people around here say there's nothing to do here? Imagine if you've never heard of a town of 2,400 in a county of 13,000 in the middle of rural Indiana. They don't know that we have state park with the river, one of the top 10 rivers in the country, plus campgrounds to stay at, plus the trail. It's an easy, cheap vacation, day trip, or overnight, assuming you can find a place to stay overnight. And we've got the Tortuga, we've got a bed and breakfast in Francisville. It's the messaging.
Personal opinion, a couple big things we've missed is the power of the passion.
And that's on the website. The ad, I mean, we didn't make the commercial. I'll go back, and what happened was, when we had the website built a few years back, part of the component was videography. They did some case studies of local businesses who have received loans from the county or things like that. What I didn't know is that they also put this tour, this video of things to do here together. This was a complete surprise to me. I got it one day. I was like, wow, this is really great. They're all, you know, they could only film when they actually were down at one point taking pictures of Power of the Past, and those are on the website. But the commercial, like I said, the commercial, it is just meant to get people to know we exist, to get them to our website. At the end of the commercial, I don't know if you've ever seen it, you actually see Pulaski County, and it's got simply pulaski.org to direct people to our website. And then that's got Power from the Past. That's got everything you could imagine. That's even got, you know, all the festivals. It's got Welker's Hunt Club. I mean, that's pretty small target audience, people who want to go, you know, bird hunting on the prairie, but even that's on there. If it's something that people will pay to come do here, it's on the website. But the commercial is 30 seconds to cram a feeling and a vision and an emotion and a market, you know, and then get them to our website to show them everything we've got. I mean, if we had made the commercial, there are things we might have, depending on when we were making, if we had done that ourselves, that we might have included differently. But I mean, this was just dropped on our laps and said, here you go. And it, I mean, the content's beautiful and it just sells, you know, four season things to do in this county.
Well, I'm going to say something here, and I'm not trying to invent the wheel, but we got two excellent school systems. Has anybody went to either school where they could, the youth, we want to promote our youth, get some youth and youth involved, go around talking to our businesses, videoing, putting the thing together, and have like a competition between the two
schools? We could do that. I guess my, to what end?
Well, to get our youth involved.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean, anything we can
do. This is what we're trying, one of the things we're trying to do, and I just wonder if anybody,
I mean, I guess it's a question, I mean, it gets the youth involved, and that's an end in itself, but the specific thing you're proposing, making videos to what end? Just to for use the videos, or just so that they...
For advertisement for Plaskett County.
I guess my question is, what do we do with those videos as opposed to professional videos that we have? I mean,
you might be surprised with some.
Oh, I'm not questioning their quality, but if we've got, I guess that, you know, are we going to put those on TV instead? Are we just going to put those on? I'm trying to follow your line of thought as opposed as far as what we would do with those
on videos. The internet. You get local youth involved, they'll should know more of what goes on in this county as far as activities than some outside
you would,
group.
Right.
Like I said, the power of the past showed a lot of people. Our county fair, as far as the big tractor pull, that brings in well over 1,000 people.
Of course, the problem with those might be that kids aren't in school when those, either of those are going on, and trying to film those might get to be a bit of an issue, at least if it's through the school. I mean, if they want to do it on their own, but...
Oh, the past is during summer, though, when the kids are out of school.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Those are both happening when they're not in a class, when they'd be able to get credit for it. We'd have to figure out some sort of arrangements with the school.
Well, I'm sure that can be done, though. And I think the school systems would be agreeable to go along with it.
I mean, that's something we can look into for sure. That's not a problem. Whether, I mean, all the logistics can work out, whether we can get something, I'm not opposed to that at all.
Yes, John.
That's a great idea, except my viewpoint is somebody watches some TV, you want something professional, you want to get mom and dad and grandma and grandpa down here that's got the money. The kids, it's an excellent idea, Jerry, about getting them on the, put something together and putting it on the internet, on Facebook or YouTube or something like that for younger people, a great idea. But you want to get mom and dad and grandma and grandpa down here to utilize some areas where, you know, they might spend a few dollars while they're down here. And, you know, you hate to spend $10,000, $20,000 on advertising, but believe me, it does work. I mean, and I think you can play on the fact, Nathan, Plaskett County, Plaskett County, I mean, just on that right there, you can get attention, because everybody in Chicago, everybody around, says Plaskett, except if you live in Plaskett County. That's where you know who really lives here and who doesn't, is how they pronounce the county. And, I mean, you could make a great commercial just on the pronunciation of our county. And the professional can do that in a great way.
You really want to highlight that?
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, it's just so, you know, we're not all a bunch of, you know, whatever. But, somebody that has an undergraduate degree in advertising, you could have a lot of fun with that. I mean, it would be a professional could have it. But, I mean, that's just a couple of thoughts I had, that's all.
Thank you. Anybody else got any public comment while we're talking about this?
Yeah, I mean, if he's already got a budget set for, you hired the guy to do the job, let him do his job. I mean, if he thinks that's the way to go, he knows more about it than he does, or I do, or probably you do. I mean,
that's right.
Years ago, I had a class in agricultural economics, and the professor made a statement: half of all advertising is useless. The problem is, we know advertising works, and we do not know what part is useless.
Anybody else got any comment? John, you look like you want to say something.
Well, I'm just to say that, you know, you got to get your name. Nathan's right. Nobody knows where we're living at. My son, when he is down there in these basketball camps, he'd go out to Huntington and Fort Wayne and stuff, and they'd say, well, where are you from? And they say, Winnemac. These kids that live 40 miles away never heard of Winnemac. And, if, you know, when you're a little kid, you think, well, everybody knows where Winnemac is. Everybody knows where Plastic. No, they don't. You get two counties over here, they have no idea where we are. I mean, it's...
Heck, we don't even spell Winnemac the same way they spell it in Chicago.
No, we don't spell Winnemac or Plastic.
Have any other questions for Nathan? Anybody else got any comments?
Like at the end of the day, CDC and the council both said, you know, they gave me this budget. I didn't get to just come up with my own. They gave it to me because they believe, they saw the value in what we want to do to promote the county. We've got the highest income tax rate in the state. You guys know that. The question is, what value are they getting if these $22,000 just sit in the account and don't get spent? Maybe it works really well. Maybe it works a little bit. Maybe it doesn't at all. But unless we try it, we're going to sit here taxing the people of Pulaski County to sit on money and to do nothing with it, and not even to get interest, because it's not, I don't know, does the checking account draw any interest? I know the CDs do, but are we drawing even?
I just looked at that this morning, it was 0.53.
So, I mean, we can invest in our future, or we can just tax people and do nothing with it. I scrimped and saved every line item on my budget to make this work without raising the whole budget.
Oh, Nathan's wanting to know what we're doing with the marketing guy. Any comment?
I gave my comment what I thought.
Well, we need a motion whether we're going to let him do it or not. You got the whole, all the money in there. It's in your, it's in your budget.
Yep.
I definitely believe we got to advertise Pulaski County to get people in to spend money. But I'd like to see us go a different direction.
Sure, there's 125,000 online ads on here. We're never going to get that kind of deal for that much online without doing the TV thing too. And like I said, we're talking at 470,000 households who subscribe to Comcast. We can talk about how much people watch, but they're obviously watching some TV if 470,000 households just in these areas are paying for it. I don't pay for things I don't use.
But the trouble with most people's like me, a commercial comes on, I go to a different channel, TV and radio both, talking for myself.
But not everybody does.
No, I'm not.
And subliminally, even if you're not paying attention, it does work.
one question, and Nathan's never mentioned it. We're using this river to promote Pulaski County, which is good, but is there a liability standard? Have you checked that, Jason?
Liability for what? For what?
If a tree falls on the river, who's liable? The farmer.
What the hell does that have to do with tourism?
Liable.
It's a piece of property. Whether there are people floating in the river or not, if a tree falls, a tree falls. I have no control over that, just like I have no control over trash at the park. It's not my business. Whether there are no liveries or not, whether it's a ditch, a tree is going to fall, a tree is going to fall regardless of somebody being in the river. If the farmer owns the property and the law says he's liable, then he's liable. Tree falls on my property, I'm liable for it. Why is the farmer any different? I don't know what that has to do with anything, but you know what? I'm already late for a meeting. Mr. Becker, you campaign on the platform of making Pulaski County great again. I keep giving you ideas for that, and I'm not getting any feedback.
Yeah, I can't make the motion.
Yes, you can, actually. Legally, a commissioner can. Anyone can.
Not a president.
Yes, you can.
I can second it.
You can make a motion. Nothing stops you except for tradition. You are legally allowed to make any decision that anyone else has, especially on a board as small as this. If you support it, you have the right to do that.
I didn't think I could.
Yeah.
That's what I understood it, that I couldn't.
It's traditional not to, but if there's something you want to push, you have every right to. You have every right, everyone else on the board does. Commissioner, Council, Plan Commission, CDC, President has every right as a voting member to do that.
Well, I'm not saying we should spend all that on there, but I can see we should probably need some advertisement, but maybe not spend that whole 22.
I can rework the budget a little bit,
there's other things I think that can be, like Jerry was saying, on Facebook and stuff like that. If we can advertise it that way, I know from being in the auction business, so the hits that you get on little stuff is just unreal.
Our summer intern, when we have her or him, that's 3/4 of the job is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all of that. We don't, with only 2 people in the office and all the work, we don't have time. I mean, and we're still posting once every day or two, whether it's the economic development side or the tourism side. We are always keeping our social media up to date. We're doing print advertising. We're doing internet advertising. We're diversified. We are absolutely diversified.
Well, I'd entertain a motion, I don't know if I can or not, or that we could spend part of it.
Certainly
not
can. He's right about that.
That's what I'm thinking. That's just mine. Say half, could we do that?
I don't know the specifics.
Say 15,000.
It all depends on what I can and can't cut and how that affects what we get on the internet.
Well, but you've got it in there for this advertising, right?
Yes.
You got 22,000?
Well, I've got 45 in advertising.
You got 45 in advertising.
Yeah, I'm only using half of this for that. The rest will be for other things, or we won't use it if we don't have anything for it. This is only half of our full budget.
Well, you've got it in your budget, and I give the... Some of the audience here, some I've heard it the other way. I've heard a lot of negative, you know, why do you want to spend it on there? But so let's meet in happy medium. Let's spend part of it or half of it.
I will work with him to, like I said, you know, the number it's based on the number of airings, the number of districts. So I'll have to work with him and see what he can cut and how it changes. I will renegotiate it.
I'd entertain a motion we spend at least half of what you had appropriated for spending on TV and go from there.
Okay.
I have a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second? I guess it lacks for a
Thank
second.
Thank you, Mr. Becker. I appreciate your support.
Any public comment? We got old business, the Wanamatic Plan Commission. We got to have an appointment for that. Bud, did you come up with a... You, Jerry?
I'm
guess that'll be it on hold.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Had a motion second to adjourn the meeting. All signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Have we got that executive?
Yeah.
Expression, there's more in corn in Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, really, think about how stupid that probably sounded when they presented the spectrum.
Right. But he ran with it. That was their slogan, and that's what
happened. Yeah, he ran with it. Look how, well, it did take off.
You didn't approve the plans.
Well, we're not done. We have to be there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did you make some comments?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
Oh. We didn't approve the plan, but we're supposed to do that before we
finish. I don't agree with your lip.
Huh? Ask Kevin.
Yeah, I guess. Where's Kevin going?
We did. Hey, call me when you get there.
Okay. Kevin. We didn't approve the claims when we closed the meeting.
That's all right. I told you before, you can approve, sign those anytime.
Okay.
But right. Don't you have to do a motion and a second to approve?
Not that I'm aware of, no. We always have, but there's no law that says you've got to do a motion, a second to approve claims. If you submit claims. If you submit claims, or if you want to be on record,
so reopen it.
Oh, reopen it.
Motion and then adjourn.
So you forgot to approve the claims and approve.
I guess we reopen the meeting. Need to sign and approve the minutes from the last meeting. I think we read the minutes. A motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Make a motion to approve it.
And a motion to second approve the minutes from the last meeting. All signify by saying aye. Aye. Sign and approve the payroll and claim. Now I've looked them over. And I have a motion.
Make a motion to approve the payroll and claims.
I'll second that motion. Got a motion to second. All but signify by saying aye. Aye.
A lot of this stuff's just good business practice. It doesn't mean you don't have to.
All right. Well, we're still new at this yet.
I don't.
Sign and approve the joint meeting. We've done that. Sign and approve the claims, 216. And we've done that. We got.
Are you making a motion to adjourn then again? Are we done?
Oh, yeah. We need another motion to adjourn.
Take a minute to adjourn.
I got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Well, I mean, like, for example, that you don't have to do that, but that's good practice because then the public knows you're not. And then Nathan had brought up whether you can make a motion. Certainly you can. There's no statute that says.
Well, I didn't think that I could. I thought the only thing I could do was second.
That comes from the Robert's Rules of Order, which are not law. They're just a suggestion of how you run meetings.
And there's different ways to follow the Robert's Rules of Order, too.
So it's just a guideline on how to do a lot of professional meeting. It doesn't. There's no laws that you can.
I mean, what time is it, Charles Stewart?
The executive meeting is supposed to be at 10:15.
Okay. You're not staying?
You want me to stay?
Lois is up here, so you must have been up here.
What's he doing?
We can make a motion to cancel that meeting.
Huh?
Did we make a motion to cancel
the drainage board?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm squeezing in between.
We got an executive session.
This is executive meeting. You guys all have to leave.
I'm squeezing in before.
We have an executive meeting, and this is not for the public. It's for private.
I forgot my things. Okay. Gentlemen, thank you.
Get rid of your boot? No, you still
no,
got
still,
it.
Still trucking along in it. You'll know when I get rid of it. You'll hear the explosion.
Okay.
So, are you going to cancel that one? It's already here.
She's got to be here, don't you, Nicole?
Is she in today, or do we know?
Who's that?
Jenny Weaver. Her, you know, her mom passed away.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if she is either. Pardon me, before it goes?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just have to speak to this now, I guess.
Do we have to call this to order or no?
No, it's not recorded anyway.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a second.
Laura just confirmed that we didn't talk about anything other
just than... Just a minute, she got planner, and I mean, all three of us were just greasier than hogs. And, you know, you went and washed your hands, but, you know, sweating and stinking, and boy, it'd be nice just to...
So, a little humor here. I leave Wednesday. Maybe I'll get some acupuncture.
Did you ask her about my offers when she was here?
I'll find out.
Okay.
She's on another cruise. Yeah, another cruise. She'll get Thursday night their time. I arrive over there Monday evening their time, Friday.
Oh, I thought she'd be there tomorrow.
No, I leave Wednesday. See, they're 13 hours ahead.
Oh, Jesus.
Never seen before, and it popped in at about $250,000. Now, in the normal course of business, I would have known about that for well over a year, or, you know, early on in the year because of the checks that we have. And so I did some more, you know, I asked why and how can this be? And, you know, looking into it, pulling the case management, which there wasn't any because it just came in all at once. It was a VA. A hospital bill came out of Fort Wayne. It was a county employee that had gone there, was rendered service, and we started doing some more digging. I started putting two